in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. It is a Tuesday. It is the 12th of February, 2008. I'm John Stapmiller.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez in Beverly Hills, California. How are you doing, John?
Beautiful Beverly Hills, California.
It's not really beautiful now. I'll tell you that right now.
Why? What's going on? Is it?
No, there's just a lot of, from what I've seen just driving around this morning, there's a lot of cops all over the place. I've never seen so many cops in a small amount of time, whether it's fires or some other issues going. It's really weird.
Are you sure it's not an appreciation day for your public officials out there?
Could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I don't know. I went over in front of the Time Warner building, and the entire, 700, 800 people were out to the side, and there was cops everywhere. I was like, I wonder what's going on over there. I don't know.
Well,
who
watches the watchers out there?
Well, yeah, of course. Anyway, I just found out, and somebody, I got a phone call yesterday that Capital One is bringing out a new debit card. In fact, most, if not all, the credit card companies are now going to start to get in. I don't know what to even call it, because they're going to be issuing debit cards, so people will have American Express, Capital One, all the various credit cards will now be using. They're going to start issuing to their top, their dumbest slaves that they have, debit cards associated with their bank. And now that's started. It's going to start a huge new controversy that's going to be coming out. So we'll get into a little bit of that. I'm sure this is going to take a totally different curve, because I looked at it and researched it a little bit last night. And because of fraud and identity theft and all these things, it's going to cause a new kind of turmoil coming up.
Well, there's all these people out there. Osama bin Laden plots to take over and hijack people's accounts so, he can fund the Taliban or whomever.
Yeah, right. Or whoever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying specifically based on experience, because my account was hacked. It was hacked through not a third party, a fourth party. Hacked 25 times in small increments. And, of course, what happens now is when people get hacked, of course, if the money was sitting there, whether it's in their checking or savings, that is gone, okay, until at least usually it took about 10 days for the investigation and everything to go through. So during those 10 days, if you've written checks or whatever, sorry. they don't necessarily cover those because of the investigations and so forth, because I had issues with the bank and they're having a...
You have an issue with the bank?
Yeah, yet another one. Yet another one on top of all the other issues that I have with the bank.
You're right.
Because there's a whole other thing happening that people I've never really talked about here, and that's the identity theft and fraud. And now what's going to happen is the credit cards now, because of people's fear, they're going to get in and start doing debits with the same banks.
Another brilliant marketing ploy.
Exactly.
These guys are not stupid. They are very, very slick in how to present their product and how to get you to use it. Just one step closer, ladies and gentlemen, to a cashless society. After all, your cash isn't safe. Oh, wait a minute. Aren't they demonstrating that their plastic isn't safe? We'll be right back. Cash Flow, James Martinez, John Stapmiller.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 213-7655.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
James, I want to delve into this this move and I'll be honest with you, it'd be a little weird to see a diner's club with the debit access to it. But
right.
I want to get into that a little bit more, but there's another problem that's out there that's even larger than identity theft. This is how they promote the fear that somebody's going to steal your information. And right. We've got to take these extraordinary safeguards and, well, privacy. I guess that's a thing of the past. Why they sell you the privacy, they're collecting your data. But there's an even bigger problem out there, and people are aware of this if they're online, have a computer, have an inbox for their emails, and you see the scam all the time. Somebody emails you from Bufu, Egypt, or right. South Africa, telling you that there are funds available and they want to invest and they'll pay you a commission. Now, what this basically is, there is no money, geez.
Right.
But what they want you to do is invest a small amount of money so they can get this thing going so you can get your large commission. I was talking to an individual day before yesterday, just ran into him at a barbershop, and he volunteered. He's now working for the state Texas State Lottery Commission. You know, that's the legalized gambling, folks. At any rate, he told me, he said, you know, I'm into cybercrime now. And I said, well, how cybercrime-ish? And he told me some interesting stories. Even the ability to reach into Canada where the emails were coming out soliciting for these bogus amounts of money for finder's fees for investment purposes. And he told me, he said, you know, we finally got a hold of the Canadian government and got their Justice Department and coordinated with them and busted one individual. Well, when he was arrested, he had 20 boxes full of checks to be processed.
Wow.
So, you know, folks, identity theft does go on, mostly from illegal aliens in this country because they steal.
It goes on way more than people think.
Oh, and this gentleman knew about the theft of identity because he was relating stories to me that, the IRS were contacting people and various financial institutions tracking people down and saying and querying them as to their financial transactions and placing them in parts of the country they have never even lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out, you know, somebody hijacked a Social Security number. Folks, if you got a Social Security number, it's an information. When you hear information is power, they're not joking.
Right.
So you have a Social Security number, even a driver's license, or an address, a physical address, or a name for that fact, or a birth date. There is tons and tons of information that you can glean. And if you want to work hard at being a criminal, you can pose as a person that you hijacked their identity. It's an involved process, and it is quite risky for the thief, but it's not as widespread as they would like you to believe that it is.
Right, exactly. I mean, what I'm seeing, because the bank was, when I went down there to have my account investigated, was they're extremely reluctant to answer questions like, does this happen a lot? What do you do to prevent this, et cetera, et cetera? Because then they quickly wanted to resolve the issue, but the thing is, it went out of a specific account that I don't use that much. And if it were for instance, if your wife and you're doing your, you know, paying out your bills every month, and then suddenly your account gets hit, you get the fees associated with the hit if there's not enough money in there. So most banks are charging $30, something, depending on which bank. And then you get all the charges because the transaction didn't have any money there. So you get hit twice. And then you got to wait for the bank to investigate the whole thing, which usually takes about 7 to 10 days. Then after that, in order to find out who did it, if it's through PayPal or some other institution, they're not going to tell you who the hacker was because they can't. Mm-hmm. Then you have to go to your local police department and then fill out a report to call, let's say, PayPal, get them to call PayPal, investigate it, and then find out who the person is that's doing that. Because I was looking this on the side as we were talking about issues with credit cards and so forth, and this is a whole area on the side that I really haven't really talked about, but it's really serious because most people are on a fixed budget already, and I'm seeing this as possibly a way of hackers or bankers, for that matter, to go in and get money, see how fast they can get money, just by hacking. Because look, if you have a judgment against you, they have to go through due process, take the judgment to the bank, show the bank manager, and then just based on that, they take whatever is in there. Period. That's the legal way of doing it. Now I am hearing from other people that I know from years ago, because they're looking at some computer savvy people, that people are getting hacked by foreign banks.
You know, it's odd, James. I'm just sitting here thinking. We're talking about credit card fraud on a card or a system that's a fraud in the first place.
Yeah, it's like the fraud on top of the fraud. And now what I didn't want to believe it because I didn't think they'd do it, but what the new debit cards are going to come out with. Now, this is the big trap, everybody. Okay, everybody knows that the credit card companies suck. We know, we hate them, we don't like them, we know it's a total fraud. So they're catching on to that, and what they're going to hope to do, for you to do, is that you will see the Capital One debit card. And you have to, of course, qualify. But here's the thing. When you have a problem on that, according to Smart Money and Capital One, if the card is stolen and fraudulently used, consumers should contact Capital One, not their bank. Capital One will reimburse the fraudulent charges to the linked checking account within a day. Within a day. That's not going to happen at all. So they're going to have a big problem with your local bank, and then Capital, say you have a Capital One card, and you're using your Capital One card as a debit to take out of your checking account. Now, most people swipe their their credit cards without any clue as to what, because they're not budgeting in their mind. They swipe it and then they, okay, that's $77 I got to pay next month. They're not thinking it's going to go leave their checking account immediately. So all those people that are conditioned to think one way, they're going to get these cards, and I'm predicting right now when these cards come out, and they're going to start coming out in 2008 to select people, that those are going to cause a lot of problems for people, whether they're good with their money or not, because they're just going to, they've just going to be conditioned for so long to swipe the card, pay later. Mm-hmm. Don't even think about it.
Right.
When really it's going to come out of their account right away. And that's the first problem. And it's going to bleed through to a bunch of other issues as well.
You know, when I was a younger man, I used to do my banking via ATM. And I had a checking account. And the way I figured this, this is how I was naive into their great paper scheme. I learned a very valuable lesson. I used to do my banking by ATM. If I had written a check, I would deduct that amount out of my ATM account. So I figured, you know, as time passes, all the checks would have cleared. And it never dawned on me that somebody wouldn't cash a check right away. Well, obviously, that went into some
We've problem. All made that mistake.
and it was my sainted mother that was the one that really caused the problem. Well, she didn't, and I got an education in, well, if a check is written out or written to you, you've got to figure that into the balance, and until that check clears, you can't count on any amount in your account. Well, woe unto me, she held on to a check that I had given her for several months, and I figured it had cleared and never did, which caused chargebacks and, well,
and it was all that.
It was an expensive lesson, but one I learned rather well. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here today. Don from Ohio. Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
We have no Don. Don hung up, or Don got disconnected. Okay, Tom from New Mexico. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey Tom. How's it?
Hey, how are you guys doing today? I talked to you a week or so ago, I guess. John, you kind of got off on a tangent yesterday. You know, I'm a non-vet, two Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star and a Silver Star from two tours over there.
Mm-hmm.
War has only shown me that it does no good but in any way, shape, or form other than stimulate somebody's economy and somebody's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Civil war and civil unrest in this country is something we can't have. Guy, we had it 150 years ago. Do we need it again?
Well, that's a very good point. No, we don't need it again. And if we understand the real reasons why the war of aggression on the South, it wasn't over slavery, it was over states' rights. So having said that, I'm in agreement with you about civil unrest or people warring against each other. I do not want to see that. But there are segments and elements of the society hell-bent on, well, death and destruction. I mean, out there in L.A., Tom, you know, your initiation to get in gangs out there is you got to go randomly off somebody.
Oh, I understand that, John. I've heard that and seen that for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're always going to have two big guys standing on a street corner who want to control it, okay? That doesn't solve a thing. The two biggest bullies with the biggest amount of greed can't run the world. It's fact. If they do, everybody else is going to suffer.
Yep,
I
would have to agree in a certain sense. Yeah, because I don't know what the future, what the civil unrest is going to be. I think there's going to be more confusion in terms of if people are going to get violent, to whom, to what.
Well, it didn't matter. I mean, if you looked at the riots back in the 60s, I mean, I was fairly close to Detroit. And they had the National Guard rolling down the streets. There was rioting, there was looting, there was burning. And somebody made the observation, and this basically happened in the lower income areas. They kept asking the question, well, why are you burning your own area? Why don't you go burn somebody else's stuff rather than your own?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that went on during the Watts riots. I was in L.A. in that time.
Yeah, and if you look at L.A. today, I mean, I'm serious about that. It is a powder keg out there ready to explode. And who's going to get caught in the crossfire of this? They're going to be innocent people that aren't gangs, that aren't initiated, don't do deals with the gangs, aren't into drug money, just trying to eke out a living out there in the jungle and trying to mind their own business. In the meantime, you've got a self-anointed mafia armed to the teeth running around in the streets. Tom, hang on a second. I want to talk to you
in
2 minutes more. Okay, hold on. We'll be right back, folks. It is Cash Flow. It's Tuesday, February 12th of 2008. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
So, Tom, if I'm understanding you here, that you think it's an exaggeration that we're going to see looting and cities burning and all those other sorts of things?
Well, you know, a lot of it's going to depend on what happens in the next year, I think, in this country. If we continue to allow politicians to run the country and don't get somebody who is business-minded in that White House and can get control of some of this stuff, we're headed for trouble. Yeah.
Well, I've always been amazed as to how and why we need somebody that that understands business per se, like Mitt Romney was saying that he did, that you need a businessman to understand business of the country. Well, the business of the president heretofore in this country, well, at least.
Yeah, but if you look at the founding fathers, they were all businessmen first and politicians second. They were all farmers. They all had to support themselves, their mm-hmm. families, mm-hmm. the people that worked for them lived on their farms and mm-hmm. estates and so on. These people had affairs they had to manage of magnitude. They had a business sense. Today, politicians do not have a business sense. They have a sense of letters and law. That's it.
Yeah, but the problem is, Tom, that why do we depend on the federal government that has screwed up everything beyond an unimaginable belief system that I have, at least? I am sitting back in amazement every day. We're supposed to have a free market society with little or no intervention from the Fed.
So my question is how do we arrive?
Those policies were actually set back in 1778, 79, and 1779, and 80.
Which policies are you in reference to, Tom?
Well, the general attitude of the American government towards the people of our society and how they were going to... There was a book written in the 70s. It's called Peace Trees and Wampum Belts. And it talks specifically about the actions of the Continental Congress and their manipulation in the beginning of the forming of this country. It's a phenomenal piece of work.
And when you say, and you're citing me these words, but I don't know in what context or what you're referencing. You know,
I'm referencing the information that I've gotten out of those books and the bibliography books of the research of the writers of those books and on back. I never stop with just a written word in one place. I always start researching the researcher's research.
Yeah, I understand. Well, they understood that they were setting up a new country and that business was going to be a major part of it, so they had to make provisions. But what the American people have been sold, and depends on who's writing what history book, is that, well, this revolution took place because of unfair taxes from England. And that wasn't it at all. It was the banking that they were trying to set up.
No, that's not, most people do not research the truth. They don't go into the history deep enough. They go to the history books, but they don't go back.
I understand.
And so they perpetuate a false impression.
Right, right. And you know, the funny thing about this is, if it was the founders' drive to do business for the sake of self-enrichment or whatever, and politics was, aside from setting up a new country and a new structure of governance, that these people were first and foremost business-minded and they cared more about their money, most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they died broke.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, so
that's right.
You know, if you look at the motivations of people that are trying to start a country, the economy is one thing, and commerce is one thing you had to look at because that was going to be your sustaining factor.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Exactly. All right.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your call, my friend.
Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you
Tom.
Very much.
Okay.
You have a wonderful day.
You too, sir. I appreciate your time. Something interesting has popped up here. Iran, which has been sanctioned from 16 different ways from Sunday by the United Nations, by banks, European banks. Well, the Iranians are creative people. They're starting up their own banks. They're scheduled to launch. They're scheduled. And here's,
that's interesting.
Here's the problem for the international bankers, folks. If you look at where there has been any war, there's been any turmoil, societal upheavals, overthrows, whatever else, there's different ways in which to get your primary benefactor in a position of power, and that's to have, you know, something go on, like somebody attacking you or you attacking somebody else or something being provoked. And lo and behold, after the dust settles and the bodies lay rotting in the sun, what do you find? Well, you got the international bankers there. Well, Iran is taking proactive steps against that. They're starting their own investment banks, and this is going to be next month as part of the efforts to speed up privatization and dodge U.S. restrictions on its banking sector. And it's very interesting here. A guy by the name of Zenghehi said in an interview, there's going to be three banks that are going to help the Islamic Republic to sell all public companies by 2015, including steel, banking, and telecom operations. And they say we're going to activate our private sector and our private banks in order to fight against these U.S. sanctions. This is the first time we've had investment banks, and they will do what other investment banks do all over the world. Well, they say in here the two sets of U.N. sanctions since December of 2006 combined with U.S. commercial pressure on European banks to cut businesses with Iran led some, including HSBC, Deutsche Bank, USB, and Credit Suisse, to close dollar transactions with Iran or cut ties altogether. One thing they don't mention here is the U.S. dollar has been rejected by Iran.
That's big part missing right there. Just to put that under the carpet, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, maybe not, but yeah.
Right.
they jumped off the dollar, and, well, that made some people here in the United States kind of nervous. We'll break.
Right.
We'll be back right after this.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Michael, and I always have a hard time with this guy's name, Chudzowski, I think that's close enough, from Global Research. His website, globalresearch.ca, and I'm going to assume that that's a Canadian website.
Right.
The U.S. NATO preemptive nuclear doctrine, trigger Mideast nuclear holocaust to defend the Western way of life. By the way, Global Research, represented by Chudzowski, is going to be on this network starting Monday from 11 to 1 p.m. He says, what the Western allies face is a long, sustained, and proactive defense of their societies and the way of life. To that end, they must keep risk at a distance while at the same time protecting their homelands. And these different sources of Islamic propaganda and or violence vary in their intellectual underpinnings, sectarian and political aims. But what they have in common is an assault on the values of the West and its democratic processes, its freedom of religion. And the story goes on, but to suffice it to say that he's talking about nuclear war in the Middle East. The only problem is, in order to have a nuclear war, you think in terms of that side and this side. you have two opposing forces that disagree,
right.
and they're
right.
willing to go to nuclear ends to solve their differences. There's only one problem. No other Islamic nation in the Middle East has weapons of mass destruction, such as nuclear weapons, except one country over there in the Middle East. Oh, that's Israel. They have 400 of them.
And then there's one other part, too. If you go to that, everybody loses.
There you go.
So there's no winner.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
that's not that type of option. I mean, I don't push it past the possibilities of that, but nobody wins then.
Well, and the point of the whole story here is the grand strategy of an uncertain world. This is a controversial NATO-sponsored report saying renewing transatlantic partnerships, they're actually calling for a first strike of nuclear weapons in the Middle East.
So that'll fix everything.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Great idea. Well, good. Real smart.
And, you know, in this day and age, you know, we've got to be proactive. We've got to stay one step ahead of the terrorist or the CIA front groups or the destabilizing factors that topple governments. We're not supposed to know these such things. But, it's a proactive world. We've got to be preemptive. We've got to prevent violence. We've got to prevent everything before it happens. Oh, the only way we get to do that, though, is snooping and pooping. You know, you're assumed in this
right.
country, ladies and gentlemen, of being tied to Islamic terrorist group. Well, you may not be, but just to err on the side of caution, we're going to assume that you're guilty until we investigate you enough to prove you innocent. So, in other words, in this country anymore, folks, and pay close attention to this because you're looking through the wrong end of the spyglass. You're assumed to be guilty of something. Cyber terrorism, aiding and abetting the enemy, being anti-government, or whatever,
right.
or just maybe even
questioning, even asking a question.
I was just going to say, using your First Amendment rights of free speech and things of that nature. So look at it the way they're looking at this. Everybody is suspect. Everybody is vulnerable. Everybody is subject to bodily harm or infrastructure damage. So in order to do this, we've got to be proactive, and we've got to be preemptive up to and including maybe nuclear strikes on people that don't have nuclear weapons. Makes
right.
sense to me.
That'll work, right, exactly.
I wanted to
make sure that we came out today and I talked about the new tests that are going to come out on these credit cards, because this is a huge, huge trap that's going to start happening. People haven't even thought about this, but it's going to start coming in real quick. Capital One tests a new type of credit card. Top credit card issue is rolling out an innovative debit card that could change how banks and consumers approach debit cards, according to industry analysts. Unlike the debit cards in use today, Capital One's new product is, in industry speak, a decoupled card. It can be linked to any bank account and used for purchases and ATM withdrawals, just like their debit card consumers get from their bank when they're opening up a checking account. There will be no fees associated with it, according to Capital One, unless the bank imposes its own fees, which they will. Right now, the card is only available on select Capital One credit card users, but will be wide available in 2008, according to the new company. Now, this is, first of all, like consumer groups, which I've already looked about this, they're saying they're going to be totally confused by the concept, and it's going to cause more problems with fraud, identity theft, chargebacks, and this doesn't even count now. This is like a new forum for your credit reports as well. Before, it used to be, what do you just spend on your credit cards? Now, if you screw up on your debit cards, that's going to show up on your credit report as well. So it's like before it was just your loans, credit cards, mortgage, anything you've done financially will be on your credit reports as a history of it. Now, no. Now it's going to be debit cards as well that are going to start this massive trend of deception, and most of it, what they're going to do is they're starting to set up the quote-unquote trigger word, which is going to be the rewards, which is going to pull you in and then make you think that this is going to be a good idea by, oh, if you get the Capital One debit card, you can get basket A, B, and C when you go to the store.
Hey,
you know the drill.
I want my reward points. My reward points are this, that I let me be rewarded for my labors, my hard work. Give me something of good exchange value, and that's my reward system.
Cash is king. Thank you. Right.
Yes, exactly.
But this thing is crazy. I mean, it was bad enough that the credit cards have raped everybody. But this new thing is a diversion and a tactical move because they're scrambling and they're going to, you know, because some people that aren't paying their credit card debts still have money in their checking account.
Mm-hmm.
And why not be able to access it by swiping with a Capital One account? Of course, when you do that, they're going to know that you've got money there. And why aren't you paying your credit card?
Well, here's a question for you. If you have a bank account and say that you're overdrawn on your credit card and you happen to be attached to a debit service through that same card, are they going to be able to go into your banking account and withdraw what they need?
Look, there's going to be problems, and that's what's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to say no, I'm sure, but I can already just see the problems. Just dealing with technology, doing this with your sister Capital One credit card and then your Capital One debit card using your Washington Mutual checking account,
mm-hmm.
give me a break. It's going to cause so much problems because now the credit card companies – not necessarily like there's no American Express bank, but your American Express debit card is going to be tied into your B of A account now.
I can see a scenario. This just flashed through my mind. I don't know why I picked this one, but you know, I could see somebody in this country getting a payroll check that is given to him on Friday that was probably drafted up on Monday or Tuesday. Given to him on Friday, oh, that's right, the company is already bankrupt, the check is not any good, you deposit that in your checking account, and you have outstanding balances on your credit card. We have a problem here, Houston, so we've got to go in and take a look at this thing, and we've got to balance the books. We're not going to let you do that, because what we're doing is removing the ability to manage your finances out of your hands, and we'll manage them for you.
Yeah, like, for instance, nobody can go into your checking account unless there's a court judgment on a case and a judgment against a credit card.
Don't tell the IRS that.
Right, well, yeah, right.
Yeah, now, they don't have court orders.
Right, but they're different.
Yeah.
This is a whole other animal that's going to come in, and people are going to they'll have further access to all your numbers, what your deposits are, everything. And then when these cards get issued, it's just going to be chaos. Again, everybody, cash is king. I've told everybody if they're going to go through the program, eliminate their credit card debt, clear out their life, cash is king. If you're going to get a credit card, get a secured one or use a debit card, but use a debit card with your bank. Do not get one with that's not associated with your bank. Don't get an American Express debit card while you have a checking account at B of A. Do not do that. You will have problems, and it's going to cause major issues.
Well,
for you.
Here's a simple solution of this, but we're being taught that cash is messy, and you know, going up to these ATMs at 10 o'clock at night, you might be ripped off, and well, all sorts of things evil things may happen to you, but,
right.
You know, we can all agree here that a debit system is a more convenient system than cash. Because cash, folks,
right.
If you think about it, you know, how much money am I going to need for this week? Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to be spending next week. So
right.
How much money do I take out and carry on me? Because if I've got it on me, I might be tempted to spend it.
Yeah, well, that is the answer which most people run in their head every single time. So how much do I get out of here? I don't want to keep going to the ATM every 5 minutes because I didn't know I had a flat tire and I didn't want to put it on a credit card because I have enough. You know, all that whole mm-hmm. thing goes on. You're right.
Yeah,
that's
so,
exactly right.
And this is what is being presented to you through these Visa commercials. And you see the commercials, folks, and they're lavish and they're exciting. There's a lot of visuals there. There's break dancing. There's music. There's happy people, and everybody's in synchronicity. And then, that guy walks up there and tries to pay by check or cash, and he just screws
right.
the whole thing up.
Bad guy now. You're not in with the show.
That's right.
All the dancers are over here, but you're standing.
Yeah.
We're having a great time over here. You had to ruin the party because you used cash.
And
time, and we have to count it, and we have to do a register, and we have to do a receipt, and it's a lot more work than swiping.
And I was just going to say that. Well, you party pooper, look what you just did to the rhythm and synergy of our little party. Shame on you.
Exactly. Yes. You're a party pooper.
That's right. Let's go to the phones. Bill in Idaho. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah. Hi.
Excellent, as usual. It's very interesting Mr. Martinez brought up that point, because if you look at what's going on with UBS as well as the internationals, right on back over to Mr. Bloomberg's reinsurance, the only mechanism they would have to raid individual bank accounts would be this new system.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it's going on internationally because they've had to refi and redocument their losses.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, internationally, they're, you know, only $70 billion here and $70 billion there, but it still adds up to $700 trillion in that one particular loss area. So where else would they go but the individual's account as far as not only theft, but identity theft? John, I wanted to thank you so very much for playing Jack's speech.
Oh, yes.
He early on identified all the issues of not only theft, but identity theft as who or what we are as Christians and sovereigns.
And where we came from and how we got here. And I heard a talk show host today lamenting, I'm sure it was the fact that I did that program yesterday on the National Intel Report, which I said I was going to do, and people that listen to this program, thank you for tuning into that one. But if you want to go back to the roots of international banking, you want to go back to the roots of communism, you got to have a dichotomy of sorts. You got to have warring positions and warring factions in order to, well, do things normally you wouldn't have to do, but in light of these emergencies, you know, you got to bring these things into the light. But, for anybody that's not interested, you know, and I don't know why we're talking about banking or credit card or their funny money system, if you do not go back to the root of it and who started it and for what reasons and how exactly they did it.
Exactly.
This is tantamount. This is like complaining that, well, geez, the Titanic went down. Okay, it just went down. There were no reasons. There were no faults. There were no nothing. Let's not investigate this. Let's not put more lifeboats, demand that more lifeboats are on a boat to accommodate all the people on board.
Let's not talk to our engineers who built it, the design, and all these things.
The steel manufacturers that made us brittle right. steel, and all of these things. Let's not even look at that. It's just that, well, the captain has to be more careful.
Well, the silent weapons for secret wars of another patriot officer and a gentleman, Mr. Cooper, pointed out that in shock marketing, the ability to manipulate and manage whatever commodity or form market is perceived to be of value has tremendous emotional, psychological, as well as spiritual effect on the intended victim and or the target.
Right.
And in this case, Jack Otto's discussion, I hope you play it again. We have the only veteran from Vietnam, valiant and brave as he is, to put a little radio station as a gift to Coeur d'Alene real close to NIC, and I would presume that they are listening closer and closer.
I hope so.
Considering that the meetup group is finally starting to listen. And in causing that educational event to occur, Mr. Ron Paul might even have a chance to effectively draw a fine point on the economic domestic terrorism that is occurring from enemies within.
Oh, my goodness, him reclassifying what terrorism really is? Oh, you mean it isn't Osama bin Laden in a cave someplace that we haven't been able to locate? I see.
We got the greatest technology in the world, and we can't find him anywhere. Yeah.
Well, if you get a chance, please ask Mr. Chapman to look at that document. They are congressionally using...
You know, that document was sent over to him, and I don't know if he's looked at it or not. I
know he's terribly busy, but yeah. they have done identity theft on every last national victim presently by that capitalization discussion of the name.
Yeah.
And they did it at a national level.
Bill,
we're kind of
blurring the lines of distinction here. We're crossing over through two different shows here and information was provided. But I appreciate that's okay.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
Your call. Thanks a lot. The one thing that Ron Paul, by the way, that Bill mentioned, Ron Paul, he's calling for a national march on Washington, D.C.
Yeah, okay. I looked at his thing on his website yesterday, and it says it's not over. He's still in, but he's not in. I mean, he's not going to run independent, but he's going to stay on the Republican ticket.
Well, and the reason for that is very simple. If you look at this politically, because he's already occupying a seat in United States Congress,
right.
Which, by
right,
the way,
right.
Through his presidential campaign, unlike the other candidates, he still takes his the reason why he was hired, and the reason why he took the oath, and the reason why he's occupying the seat in Washington is he's mm-hmm. still conducting his business as a seated congressman. Which
at the same time,
at
right.
the same time, which didn't really occur to these other guys. But what is really happening here is he's going to maintain his congressional seat, and he's going to do that. And in order to do that, he's going to have to stay on a Republican ticket. Now, mm-hmm. pressure is mounting down here in the 14th District in Texas, well, to get rid of this troublesome guy because he's just drawn too much attention to too many things that, well, heretofore, we didn't want you thinking about.
Or even know about.
There you go. Let alone know about. Gosh, we can't have you pondering and considering the weight of the man's words. But he is calling for a march on Washington.
Great.
And I wish we had the time to play that video. It's 15 minutes long, but it is going to be posted on republicbroadcasting.org, ladies and gentlemen, so you can watch it for yourself.
Great.
We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, folks, if you were wondering about this rebate, rebate, I just love this.
It's the stimulus package?
The stimulus package. The only people that it's tickling is the banks and the credit card companies, because I'll tell you what's going to happen with this. When people get this rebate, What do they do with the money? Do they spend it, or do they pay down their debt? You know, the credit card.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the credit card companies figuratively banging on your door to collect their funds. Well, many Americans are overlooked, and, well, you've been overlooked for a number of years, but, folks, we don't have to tell you that you're overloaded with credit card debt. Mm-hmm. And it'll have to use the rebate to pay down credit card debt, the gift of $800. That's a gift. Oh, that's from your fellow man. It's a redistribution of wealth. Remember, the government does not make any money. It doesn't produce anything. It just sucks it up and redistributes it. At any rate, the gift of $800 per person means tested taxpayer is really just a partial bailout of the heavily indebted consumers and credit card companies. The percentage of the rebate that survives debt reduction will be further drained off by the effect by Americans' dependency on imports. Now, here's some facts for you, folks. Wally World, one of my favorite companies, Walmart. Well, if you go into their stores, 70% of the goods on the shelves of Walmart are made in China. During 2006, Americans spent $1.8 trillion on imported goods. That is 23% of total personal consumption expenditures were spent on imports, including offshore goods. This means between one-fifth and one-fourth of the new consumption expenditures ain't going to stimulate anybody here. It's going to stimulate them overseas.
Right. Exactly.
Now, American,
I saw Bush's little speech on that, and we're going to fix everything, working hard. And I looked at that, and I'm like, give me a break. This thing is like a little bomb in front of people's faces, and it's not going to do anything for them.
Well, and they're billing it as an economic stimulus package, but we've already said it, that most people that are saddled with credit card debt right now, what's the first impulse if they get a check in the mail? Well, it goes from one hand to the other to the credit card companies.
Right, right.
So,
that's right.
You know, if you might go out there and buy a bag of groceries, you might go out there and buy a tank of gas, but when you've got $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 or more credit card statements every month, what are you going to do? You're going to give yourself a break today.
That's not doing anything with that. That's going to like cover the interest.
That's
maybe
exactly.
On a couple.
You got it, brother. That's right.
So it just basically will do nothing for you. That's not even enough for their general family. If that's the amount, $800, that's not going to do anything. Nothing at all.
Well,
zero.
And how this cash is going to be spread, as we gave you the examples, you know, a lot of it's going to go overseas. Luckily, at least to this point, no illegals are going to get these checks, but maybe somebody that's going to hire the illegal to mow their grass or do their nanny work or their laundry or whatever is going to earn that money and promptly send it right back to their respective country, like Mexico. The second biggest income for Mexico, ladies and gentlemen, is the illegals in this country working and them sending their tithings back to their families in Mexico. So it is just a shell game. It is designed to be a psychological bandage on your damaged soul.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's just misdirection, and it's made to look like the powers that be are there to help you. But once again, that is not true. If you're trying to get rid of your credit card debt, if you're in over your head, please, if you would, email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. This does include unsecured debts, school loans, charge cards from Macy's or whatever department stores you have, all those issues, and medical issues as well. That is a whole other thing as well.
Well, and you've got to tighten up the ship, and you've got to close
that's
the watertight
right.
doors, because that thing looming on the horizon, vaguely but perceptibly coming into view, is going to be the iceberg you're going to hit. Okay,
right,
so you've got to, folks. You've got to start taking care of your financial matters right now and making the plan for the next disastrous month or year to come. We are sorry to report this, but we're reporting the actualities and what you can literally do about it. By the way, dial the number 888-213-7655 to listen to that recorded message. It will tell you all about it, and then call James at 877-331-0626.